Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here. Hump day, final hour for us, brought to you by the Man Cave Store. Up your Man Cave game this season at mancavestore.com. Getting into the big story of the day in just a couple of minutes right now, back into some Falcons and Saints conversation. 20 minutes away from Mark Schlereth joining us, our Odyssey NFL insider, every Wednesday at 1:20. We'll certainly get his thoughts on where the Falcons are at and then some of the other big stories as the trade deadline came and went yesterday. And then, as always, we'll wrap things up at 1:40 with an AMA.
Yeah, because we both take our kids to school and everything, especially the little one. And wife just sent me a picture. He looked jacked the other day, but it ain't that bad.
It sounds like you and I had the same
morning.
Cause pretty much
the same morning.
Dude,
he didn't want to get right. Mm-hmm. It was like 9:30. I was like, dog, we got to go. Yep. I got to go. I got to get you dressed. I got to take you sitter, get all of it. And so, yeah, he's got on some pajama pants, and he got one of Samson's old T-shirts. Now, it's down to his knees, but you can,
covered up.
He's covered up.
Yeah.
So, what you got my baby on? My bad. Yeah,
sorry.
I'm sorry. I didn't think nobody was going to see.
Yeah, no, I took a L this morning.
Yeah.
She got a new, fall outfit yesterday.
Right. Yeah.
It was orange and stuff with pumpkins on it. Or maybe it was leaves. I don't know. It was fall. It was very cute. She got it yesterday. She wanted to sleep in it because it was comfortable. Like, all right, that's fine. She slept in it. But her mom's stipulation was you can sleep in it, but you can't wear it tomorrow. It's very important to separate the night clothes from the day clothes. Not for me, really, but that's fine. I don't care. It's clothes.
Right.
No one knows she slept in it till now. I just told everybody, but whatever. She was not a happy camper this morning when she woke up. Sometimes she wakes up the sweetest little girl in the world, and sometimes she doesn't. Today was one of those bad days.
Yep.
And so my win to get out the door on time
you
to get
wear
to school was, well, sure, why don't you wear that to school?
Yes. thanks.
So she did.
Yes.
That's not that bad.
Yeah. Until
in the grand
scheme
of
things. It is bad.
That is pretty
bad.
No,
it's
not.
No, it's very bad.
It is
Sorry.
Not bad.
What's so bad about that?
Because, I don't know. I'm
secret
coming from
voice.
A household of women.
Secret,
right?
Secret,
I have to do hair in the morning.
Voice.
I was actually trying to thread beads into my youngest daughter's hair. I have to do ponytails, man. And they have to be on point because my wife don't play that stuff. I'm sorry.
I do hair also. And most mornings, everyone walks out of the house looking great. Some mornings, you just got to get out there.
Yeah.
Some mornings,
man,
you just got to get
that's
out the
unacceptable
door.
Bring all the damn cars,
for the girls,
all the stuff, animals, everything.
I did her hair.
Get in the car.
I did her hair. And it's a new outfit. She looked great.
Get the damn car.
I feel like I'm a voice of God right now.
I know.
Like,
who is this?
Who is this guy?
All right.
Why am I talking?
Let's get to the big story of the day, and we'll tell you who it is. Brought to you by QC Kinetics. Non-surgical treatment for joint pain.
On offense, it'll be, same coordinator doing a lot of similar things that they've done. Got a lot of respect for the defense coordinator and Joe Woods and what he's going to be able to do. I'm assuming he's going to probably call it at this point with Dennis Allen moving on. Rizzi's going to definitely go in there and do what we did in 20 and try to apply his personality to what they've currently been doing. When a coach gets fired in that situation, everything they were doing is not bad. Everything Dennis Allen wanted to do or try to move forward wasn't terrible. It's just about you applying your message and getting those guys to go out there and play for you. We know how well coached and good of a coach Rizzi is and some of the things he can do. So, we better show up ready to go because we know what it looks like from the other side. So, we got to prepare for that.
Rizzi sounds like a nickname.
Yes.
But that's actually his real name. We thought we were talking Falcons to start the 1 o'clock hour. We might as well bring in 92.9 The Game Falcons outsider, former regular of the midday show, Jarvis Davis.
What up, Big J?
What's going on, fellas? How y'all doing, man?
Good. Nice to see you, Jarvis.
Nice to be seen.
Nice to see you, too. Know? I was like, it kind of, because we were mid-talk, and I was like, we stopped. I was like, hold on. What the hell is that? Huh. That ain't.
I know that guy.
I know that guy. fellas, I'm coming up or not?
Yeah, maybe, hey, I'm going to stop by. Yeah. Maybe he forgot when our show was.
Yeah, I could get it. It's been a while, but yeah. Yeah, but what's going on, Big J?
Man, nothing too much, man. Just out here living life, trying to make sure I don't look like one of those sloppy dudes, you know, sloppy old football player dudes, man. So, you know, been trying to make sure I'm eating right.
That's good, man.
Doing my doggone thing,
there
man.
There you go. You look good. I mean, you look great. You look really good, brother.
I can't be sloppy, man. That's
polo,
my goal in life.
Polo shirt. Buttoned all the way up.
But all the way up. The hell up. Look, I'm sweating right now.
I would be too. As we speak.
I'm trying to be clean,
is that
man.
That's the clean look, huh?
Yeah, clean look. Yeah.
I ain't worn a damn polo in so long, so I wouldn't even know how to wear them. But yeah, okay.
Look, I bought them, so I got to make sure that I wear it in order for me to feel like I got my money's worth.
You do look really professional, almost, I don't know, like a good, like a job meeting professional.
Yeah, I mean, you know, absolutely not.
Okay,
yeah,
just here.
This is how I try to carry myself, because my dad always used to get on me about how I present myself.
Oh.
Got to be clean, and you got to be, you know, because his philosophy now that he's a single man, you know, he like, all the women always chose me. Like, don't ask me why he says it like that.
No.
That's how he says it. You know?
I did see a picture, because you got to take him to the game on Sunday, because your dad's he's a Cowboys fan.
A huge Cowboys
fan. So he wasn't happy. With the result,
but
on Sunday.
He gave me the typical Cowboys fan answer though. He was like, well, you know, Dak was out, and then you know had that guy come in, you know, Cooper Rush, you know, I knew it was over then. I was like, Dad, it was over before then.
Yes,
but yeah, I'm glad you know I got a chance to take my dad to work. You know,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? See what I got going on. But yeah, it was cool.
What did you think of this no trade deadline moves by the Falcons, Jarvis?
I actually kind of like it.
Why?
Because here's the thing, man. Like, I'm all for building something of substance. And a lot of times, like, when you're trying to trade for guys that teams no longer want, because that's what it is, at the NFL trade deadline, there are guys that are you feel like can contribute to your team, but the other team doesn't value them enough, so that's why they're willing to trade them. So I feel like trying to figure out a way to throw all of your little mid to late round picks away in 2025 to try to get a guy that is going to walk in free agency, Aziz Ojulari, right? Those were reports that it was either him or nobody else. And he give you 3-4 sacks, you know? Okay, right?
You're leading the team, I think.
Right, exactly. You probably lead the team, yeah. But can he give you that? And, you know, keep your draft pick? And then really address it in the offseason, man. Build something. Like, put some prime assets on the line in the first round. I know they do in the second round. You know, AK, I feel like he's coming around, you know, but when it comes to just saying, like, I'm no longer going to draft pass catchers in the first round.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we're gonna break that cycle, right?
They got him now, right?
We got to break that cycle in 2025, right? So I feel like being able to establish and try to build something in the offseason is going to be more beneficial to you than trying to go out for guys that teams no longer want.
Yeah, it makes sense. We started the show with that conversation of how differently do you really feel today had they gone out and gotten Aziz Ojulari or something like that, right? Like,
yeah.
I think we all agree the Falcons are good. They're a really good team. They're going to win the division most likely and go to the playoffs. And after that, we'll kind of see. I think the offense has given you even higher ceiling expectations than that.
Possibly.
I don't know. I mean, I think Aziz is good, but I don't know how much of a difference. Like, what you're saying makes sense to me. Like, this is an off-season sort of be very intentional addressing it overhaul thing.
Yeah,
like they're not one piece away from
just like
a good
they did the quarterback position.
Yeah,
yeah.
They've been bad at rushing the passer for a long time.
Sure.
There's been a lot of time spent on this radio station between all of us talking about that for years and years, and I don't think one deadline thing was going to do that. But let me ask you this though: with the way that the offense is playing, maybe the Cowboys game got you there. Maybe you were there before that. But like, how high is the ceiling to you, given the way that the offense and the quarterback specifically have been playing lately?
You know what? I feel like this team is only going to go as far as Kirko can take him. Like, if he has an off game, it's going to be a bad day for this team as a whole. And, you know, and when you think about what Kirk is being able to do, you know, the whole non-preseason stuff, we saw it was a little rusty. Everybody was trying to fire Zach Robinson after that first game against the Steelers. Mm-hmm. But, man, have you seen the concepts lately? Have you seen Charlie Warner doing that little half motion going up in, mm-hmm. in into the middle of that line of scrimmage and finding work? I know Randy loved that now. Mm-hmm. Charlie Warner mm-hmm. has been looking, seeking out work.
Yes, he is.
And finding guys, man. So I feel like, you know, I wouldn't be surprised you start seeing some of that some of those things around the league. So I feel like Zach Robinson is – just like he was coming in, because the Falcons weren't the only team that were in on him mm-hmm. as far as hiring him for the offensive coordinator. Right. So you got to look at it from this standpoint. Like, you got a young, up-and-coming offensive coordinator, and you got your quarterback that you wanted. He's finally into a nice rhythm. He's trusting his wide receivers. Darnell Mooney is looking like a steal right now mm-hmm. well, as far as that contract goes. So, yeah, like, as long as Drake can stay healthy, and that could be another wide receiver that Kirk continues to trust, man, this offense can take this team somewhere. And I feel like the magic number going forward is 30 points. Mm-hmm. If they can get to 30, mm-hmm. they got a good shot.
They're going to have to get to 30.
Yeah. They're going to have to. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. It's what sure. it is. Like, yeah. It's no other option, right, because you can't rush the passer on a consistent level.
Yeah, well, I asked Dave Archer this earlier, Big J, and mm-hmm. I want to get your thought process on it. Where's the depth on this interior line?
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
It's defense. Because we were talking about their rotation, wow. But he was named, and I was curious about the depth, and, mm-hmm. and because of, we were talking about Grady, is he playing too much already? Do they not have enough guys behind him to be able to spell him and David Onyemata? So they might be fresh later on down the year.
I, to be honest with you, man, the reason why I would say the depth is thin is because of David Onyemata hasn't really been playing like we saw him play last year. Mm-hmm. Last year, David Onyemata. With this year's Grady, I feel like, man, we wouldn't be having this conversation. Mm-hmm. But when you have a guy like him not playing to the level that you expect him to, now he's 30 plus, so, you know, you kind of expect that little fall off. But but when you have a guy like Rucaroro, got to make sure I get the extra row in.
Yes.
Get injured, that can be something that can be very concern. I like what I've seen with Kentavious Street coming in. Mm-hmm. You know, he was a kind of a savior, unexpected savior coming in as far as giving you some decent reps last year. So when you have those guys like that, yeah, you got to look at it and say, yeah, the depth can't be in question, but it's a matter of them continue to play like that. Can you expect Kentavious Street to continue to play like that? Can you expect David Onyemata to kind of raise his level to where he was last year? And now that Grady's kind of iffy on whether or not he's going to be able to go, and you know, that can be something that can really hinder you as far as being able to defend the run game.
Yeah, they've had some injuries there for sure, no doubt. Good to see you, Jarvis.
Good likewise, to see you. Appreciate
man.
You, big boy.
Yeah, man. Appreciate y'all.
Good to hear
man.
From you.
Always.
Jarvis Davis hanging out with the Stockings and Falcons. We'll take a break. We'll come back. Mark Schlereth, Odyssey NFL Insider. We'll get his thoughts on where the Falcons are right now and all the other, as many of the other big stories around the NFL as we possibly can after this on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight.
Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.